Well, first of all, we haven't had a chance to talk on the record since that Wisconsin game. Have you wiped the smile off your face yet?
No, that was an awesome game, a memory that I'll always remember. Probably my favorite game that I've ever played in, honestly. But it was a lot of fun just being with the guys after and just being in that locker room with those guys. And you know, I think it just brought us so much closer, I think, too. It connected our team over the act. So it was an amazing game. Still a lot of joy coming from that. But you know, we got to keep moving forward and keep getting better and moving on here to Georgia Tech.
And specific to your senior class, you know, it was your last crack at it. You knew a win would not only get the axe but give you another game. How meaningful was it for that group of guys that kind of stuck through some hard times at times here at Minnesota?
Yeah, you know, all those tough times paid off. And the fact that we, you know, kept persevering through those tough times, it paid off. But, you know, just to be a part of this program is an honor. To be a part of the Roller Boat culture is an honor. To get to know the coaches, get to know the players that have come in has been an honor. And just, you know, the biggest thing that as a senior class that we want to do is just continue to move this thing forward and continue to create a championship-level culture and program here at the University of Minnesota.
As you go around campus, are people still giving you high fives?
A little bit. But, I mean, just how connected this state is over that trophy is just amazing. You know, you don't really truly understand the meaning of it as an outside state guy from Ohio until you want it. And you see all the people come together, you know, after the game and the indoor and then just in class too, you know, talking to people. Just how much that means to the state, how much that means to the university is amazing.
All right, looking ahead now with the bowl game coming up, your last chance to put on the maroon and gold. How much are you looking forward to trying to get a victory in that last game?
Oh, you know, that's the goal. We have one mission, and that's to go win that game. But, you know, it's been really cool, too, for me having these 15 extra practices and just being with those young guys still and just being able to influence them and continue to teach them and help them continue to grow so that they can continue to get better into next season. So that's been a lot of fun, too.
I know that specific game plan details probably aren't quite put in place yet, but what can you tell us about Georgia Tech? What have you seen from them so far?
You know, it's going to be a quick game. They obviously run the ball on offense, and you know, we're going to do our thing. But, you know, we're going to have to maximize our possessions with the way their offense is. And then they're tough on defense. They're solid. They're sound. And they're a really tough team in the ACC. So it's not going to be an easy challenge, but it's one that we're looking forward to.
It's a little closer to your hometown, right? How far is Dayton from Detroit?
Oh, it's about probably 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours. So I'll still have some family there, especially with being my last game. They're all going to come up. But it's going to be special. It's going to be really special.
All right. Enjoy the month.
Awesome. Thank you very much.